Senate Bill 124 is the first one up. Do we have Representative Richter? Welcome to House Education.
Good morning. Senate Bill 124 is a simple, very simple bill. Very simple. Not a simple little bill, it's just a very simple bill. It allows the school districts, when they do an energy savings contract with like Johnson Controls or Honeywell or someone that will come into the school district and tell them where they're losing energy and give them options and help a school district save energy through windows, temperature control, different type boilers, different type thermostat type controls, those types of things. School districts can save someplace between $10 and $25 per student per year, and this just allows the district to take that energy savings and put it into either their general fund or their capital outlay fund. It's especially important for new schools, and then some of the older schools that are being using this type of service. They're coming up with the extra dollars by being efficient, and I think they ought to be able to use those dollars as they see fit.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 124? Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I'm Diana Miller and I represent Johnson Controls, and I also am representing ESD Plus 5 on this particular bill. As Representative Richter stated, it is a permissive piece of legislation that deals with correcting somewhat of an oversight that last year in the 2000 legislature, when they passed the bill that allowed no transfers from the general fund to any other fund, or excuse me, to the capital outlay fund, and then this year the bill was passed to say no transfers to the bond redemption or pension fund to clean up that came from the summer committee. I think this was just an oversight. There really wasn't enough time to look at the contracts that existed out there in school districts with energy savings or efficiencies that we currently have. Chapter 133B is the section of the law of the code that promotes energy conservation measures in various facilities throughout the state. And those facilities include school districts, healthcare facilities, local government entities, cities, so forth, and any subdivision of the state. So there are numerous school districts in the state that have entered into these contracts for these companies to come into their school districts, whether it be an older building or whether it be when a community is considering a new facility. And then they make recommendations on how to save costs, as Representative Richter said, in the lighting, the windows, the window coverings, the ceiling upgrades, boilers, utilities, all of that. The average savings to a school district utility budget, and that's how the savings come in if you're an older building, can be between 15% and 30%. So if you get the savings in your utility budget, you have to be able to write yourself a check for those savings at the end of the year. And we believe that you ought to be able to put that either in your general fund or in your capital outlay budget so that you can make further improvements. The dollar amount can vary from district to district based on the number of students and the size of the facility, number of buildings, that type of thing. But generally, as Representative Richter stated, it averages around $10 to $25 per student per year. They've been operating, and they have contracts that can go as far out as 10 years under the law. The annual savings for a typical high school or middle school, say in Brookings, Watertown, Aberdeen, or Yankton, is anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 a year. Currently, this company, or Honeywell, they have contracts in Brookings, Brandon Valley, at the Developmental Center in Redfield, Clark, Aberdeen, Vermilion, Del Rapids, Dakota Valley, the City of Rapid City, Rapid City Schools, Mulbridge, and Watertown. So it varies in the size of the school district or the facility. I think that also one of the important things about this bill is that, particularly right now with the cold winter we've had, that this is a bill that encourages you to look at energy efficiencies and try to look at ways when you either build a new facility or with your current facility that we can save some costs and become more efficient. So I would urge you to support Senate Bill 124, particularly to allow us to fulfill the contract obligations that we have out there, because we do have contracts out there and we would be in violation and would have to do something or end those contracts with the various entities that I've stated for you. And I would thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would stand by for any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Further proponents? Senate Bill 124.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Ink representing the Associated School Boards. This is not a local South Dakota issue. This is one that goes nationally, and many states have taken advantage of this. I think it only makes sense if you're going to make a capital outlay to accomplish this and have save the energy, you ought to be able to take that out of either fund.
So. Okay. Thank you very much. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. Christy Johnson with the School Administrators Association. This is an issue that was brought before our delegate assembly in November by the business managers of the school districts, and I believe, as in previous testimony, it was an oversight, and we would just ask your favorable consideration of this bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there further proponents to Senate Bill 124? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 124? Any opponents? I don't see any. We'll close the committee to testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Representative Questor, you may.
Representative. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Richter, this is a good bill. I have no problem with it.
I brought no opponents with me today.
I won the bill. And it is good. My only problem that I have with it, because I've been involved with so many bonding issues, and whether they're $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million dollars, but many of the opponents are not here, but they're saying it's the way they go around to lower a bond issue. In other words, a $2.5 million bond would not pass. They lower it $500,000, and then they enter into one of these contracts for $500,000 when they deal with air conditioning. This would be legal under this. My question is, how do you inform the public of this? In other words, that in the form of the resolution. You understand what I'm saying? I think it's a way that we're lowering bond issues also, but I think it's important that the general public realize that they're entering into a contract. Now, normally, I would assume that through board action, this would take place. Is that the way you intend to?
Representative
Richter. That's the way I would see that happening. I see what you're saying, but I don't know how else you do it other than being able to do it that way. I guess I hadn't. I don't think that you're looking at those large numbers, though, but maybe you are. On a new building, I guess you would be, certainly.
Yeah, if I may, Mr. Could I,
Representative Questor.
Mr. Ink, could you respond to that?
Come on up to the table, if you would, please.
Because this is an issue with new bond issues. $500,000 is a reasonable amount when you're dealing with complete air conditioning and rising.
But any time you do a bond action, it's got to be in a public meeting, and it's got to become a public document. So,
if I may, the bonding, yes, but this can be separate. They're going to take the air conditioning out, say, because the bond was too high. And then they circumvent it by saying, well, we'll get through a – and they're doing this. They are doing this now, and Johnson, I'm aware of it.
But they still have to take action to get into that contract.
I know that. So it would be on a regular board issue. In
other
words, they wouldn't – that's my question there. Okay.
Okay. Further questions, Representative Wick.
Representative Richter. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Representative Richter, the funds to make the improvements would come from the capital outlay. The savings would come off the general fund. At what point, have you got any examples of anything that would show the amounts in either direction? Is there any limits that you've considered for how many years you might be able to? Wow. And I can see replacing the funds that you take, certainly, mm-hmm. first and foremost, because then you can maybe make more improvements. But somewhere there might be. It'd be hard to put limits on it because of the different sizes, I think, that you're looking at. If you have a small school that maybe only, say, it has 150 students and saves $10 per kid versus a large school is going to have much more savings than that. So I don't know how you would put a limit on it. But I think it gets to the issue that they are trying to be efficient, and let's not penalize them for being efficient.
Any further committee questions? Further committee questions and or action by the committee? Representative Monroe.
I'd move to pass.
Okay, Representative Monroe makes motion to do pass. Do we have a second? Representative McCoy, second. All in favor of that motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will read the roll.
Bartley.
Aye.
Bergonka.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Aye. What was the? Okay, we have 13 yes, 2 not voting, so that motion passes. Representative Heineman moves consent. Representative Wick, all in favor of the consent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
I have 1 opposed, so it will not go on consent. Okay, thank you. The next. Senate Bill 124,